Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. Des Fafara with us on the show this evening. How you doing, my friend?
Good. How you doing, Jackie?
Doing great. It's been a long time, and really exciting news, of course. New Devil Driver album, the 7th. It's called Trust No One. Des, how did spending the last few years working with Cold Chamber sort of reinvigorate your passion for Devil Driver?
Well, what it did is like anything special in your life, when you're away from it for a while, you really start to miss it. And Devil Driver did 6 records in 12 years, a ton of touring. I mean, we were on the road harder than any band out there, Jackie, you know that. And just needed some time off. And what it did with me is really make me miss Devil Driver, miss the music, miss playing the stuff, and I'm really excited to get back on the road.
Full Metal Jackie with Des Fafara of Devil Driver on the show with us. The new Devil Driver album, Trust No One, is out now. Here's a tune from it. This is Daybreak. Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Des from Devil Driver on the show with us, talking about the new Devil Driver album called Trust No One. And it's the first Devil Driver album since Neil and Austin joined the band. How did their personalities and the way they work affect the recording process?
Well, their personalities are why they're in the band. I mean, they're great guys. I've been friends with Neil for almost 3 years. He's an amazing guy, an amazing guitar player. I've wanted to play with him for a very long time. So when the spot came up, it was like he was a no-brainer. And Austin's personality is just a really kind of funny, lighthearted guy, and he's a monster on the kid. They got together with Mike, and they've been writing for close to a year, year and a half on this. And we've had a long time to write. We came with about 23 songs and narrowed it down to about 12, 13. So the process working with these guys was really great and invigorating when it came to, stamping back in life to what I love, which is Devil Driver.
The new Devil Driver album, Trust No One, is out now. Devil Driver out on the road with Hatebreed. Speaking of Hatebreed, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed will be checking in later on in the hour for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. We're also going to hear music from COC and more with Des Fafara coming up. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Des Fafara of Devil Driver on the show with us tonight. Again, talking about the new Devil Driver album, Trust No One. Did mistrust in general inspire the album title, or was it a monumental incident with specific people?
No, not even a monumental incident whatsoever. It's just in general. I was, I raised my children with a huge sticker on the refrigerator for a long time saying, question authority. And Trust No One is basically along that lines. I mean, I don't think that question authority would have worked for a title. But you got to really watch people, and you got to watch them before you bring them into your circle. And after you do bring them into your circle, then you got to watch them even closer. And as they exit, you'll realize that a lot of the times you bring in people, they are not or were not what they said they were the whole time they were in your life. So basically, I'm a very private person, and my circle is very small. I have had some monumental fallouts over the years with some people, both personal and in business. And basically, because you come to a realization where positivity is more important than anything in your life. And if someone's bringing you negativity, bringing you down, not having a good time with you or around whatever you're doing, it's time to vacate the situation, because I'm a glass half full guy. I'm always pretty positive, and I'm always willing to have a really good time. So in the last couple of years, that's been what's going on with me. I've been looking at, are you positive in my life? Okay, cool, come around more. If you're not, I may lose your phone number.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Des Fafara of Devil Driver on the show with us, talking about the new Devil Driver album, Trust No One. Again, it's out there. Going to take a break. Des is going to be picking a tune in just a little bit. We're going to hear Josta's weekly pick from The Pit, also music from Corrosion of Conformity, and still to come, that premiere from Architects. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Des from Devil Driver on the show with us tonight. Again, new album. It's called Trust No One. And you've recorded in Florida, Texas, and did Trust No One in California. How does the locale affect a band's attitude and temperament in turn affecting the music?
Right. Good question, Jackie. I mean, I think on this one, really special. Mike built a studio at his house that's beautiful. We did the music there. And everybody will say the same thing. It's incredible to kind of creep out of your room and walk into the studio and not have to drive somewhere or be away from home. we're already away from home so much when we tour that I also built a home studio here. So doing the vocals here at my house was an incredible thing where I could work all day and then have dinner with my kids and my wife, you know, at the end of the night. I did fly out to Florida to finish vocals with Jason Suecof, who worked on The Last Kind Words. So anybody who's a Devil Driver fan will know that record. It seems to be a fan favorite, The Last Kind Words. And I did vocals with Jason on that. So I finished vocals on Trust No One with Jason. And I think having somebody come in, having all these different minds work with me, it was a great thing. It really brought out a lot in what was going on. And I think with the cadences I'm using and with the music that was brought, I think you're really going to love this.
Full Metal Jackie with Des Fafara of Devil Driver on the show with us. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, plus new music from Gojira, and more with Des coming up next. Full Metal Jackie, Des from Devil Driver on the show with us. Hatebreed, Devil Driver, Devil You Know, and Act of Defiance. Together on tour will be a show that literally exhausts the audience. What's the most important thing about the way you pace your set in the context of all that energy?
I think exhausting the audience is a great way to put it, Jackie. And I think that's what it's all about with us. We've been putting a set list together that's incredible. If you've seen Devil Driver many times, then this will be the time to come out for sure, because we're playing a lot of stuff we have not played in a long time or have never played before live. Songs like List, just a lot of different stuff. And, we are going to pace the set to be very quick. People that have seen me live know I really don't like to talk. There's not a lot of banter that goes on. And when the set starts, the energy's not going to stop until the set hits. And I think that Hatebreed's on the same level to do that as well. When I took Josta out with Cold Chamber, he has a side project called Josta. I took him out and we started talking. I said, you know, man, we've never toured together. I mean, we've obviously played alongside each other in festivals for years. I said, but we've never done a tour. So when this thing came up, it was just the appropriate timing. He's got a record coming out as well the same day. So do I. So it's kind of like team heavy, and you know, everybody should go out, purchase both the records, put us on the charts. It's important to keep heavy music up there, you know?
Absolutely. Full Metal Jackie with Des Fafara of Devil Driver on the show. Coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, along with new music from Gojira and more with Des. Full Metal Jackie, Des from Devil Driver on the show with us. The band's going to be on tour that it's going to run through mid-June. Des, in addition to this record, the tour, what else is to come for Devil Driver and for you in 2016?
You know, there's a lot of touring going. We're going to hit the United States and we're going over to Europe and the UK. Then we're going to do Australia. We're looking at some Japan dates, South America dates. Trying to get over to China. We're just going to really work. And then for me, there's a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline. I just secured a movie role in a pretty big science fiction film that's going to start filming in late August. So I've got to make sure and be home for that. But just basically a lot of touring and a lot of good times. I mean, I'm really looking forward to getting back out on the road with Devil Driver and this new lineup and seeing people come out and hear this new music. And I want to share this record, man, with people. I think out of all the things we've done, this just has a different something to it. It's just on par to be one of those records where you look back and go, okay, the reason that it's going to be a standout record is the way we were feeling, what we were writing, and what we were trying to share. So I think people are really going to love this thing. It's got a street vibe to it. And just like the title says, Trust No One, you're not going to have to ask what anything lyrically means. It's going to hit you straight on.
Well, hey, Des, really appreciate you taking the time and wish you the best of luck with all that is to come.
Thank you very much, Jackie. Thanks for having me.